Barack Obama is on a bus tour of the Midwest today with his running mate, Joe Biden, and with NPR's Don Gagne. The bus just stopped in Dublin, Ohio, I guess. Don, where have you been today?
Well, we do have a rally tonight in Dublin, but earlier in the day, Senator Obama attended a memorial service for Ohio Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones, who passed away last week. Senator Obama was seated on stage at that event with Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. Of course, Congresswoman Tubbs Jones had been a supporter of Hillary Clinton's during the campaign. President Bill Clinton was on the stage as well. Senator Obama spoke briefly. He was one of the speakers at the service. And he said, now that she's left us, we've all got to pick up some slack. We've all got some unfinished business to attend to, the business of shaking things up. This was not a political event at all, but sounds like the kind of thing he talks about on the stump as well.
Well, speaking of shaking things up, as you know, Don, the Obama campaign released a new ad today responding to Senator John McCain's choice of Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Here's a piece of it.
Well, he's made his choice, but for the rest of us, there's still no change. McCain doesn't get it.
So, Don, what's being made of that?
Well, it's an interesting ad because if you just listen to the audio, it is not at all about Sarah Palin. It is about John McCain. Basically, it says, doesn't matter who he's running with. Nothing changes. He is still tied to the policies of the administration of George W. Bush. And the ad really does try to make the case that no matter who John McCain's running mate is, that his real running mate is the Bush record of the last 8 years. And while Sarah Palin may be a fresh face. In fact, we see lots of images of her face in this particular ad. That the thing that they want voters to come away from this with is that John McCain has voted with George W. Bush over 90% of the time, as Senator Obama says in speech after speech after speech. That's what that ad is driving home. They're being careful not to attack Sarah Palin, to not even talk about her relative lack of experience, just having been governor of Alaska. You know, for less than 2 years. They're focusing on John McCain.
Just quickly, the McCain camp seems to have made the choice and the announcement to limit the impact of Senator Obama's speech on Thursday night. Did that strategy work?
Well, it certainly changed the subject Friday. Instead of, all of the cable news stations and even to some degree us spending, so much of Friday looking back at that speech the night before. Certainly we did look back at the speech the night before. But by mid-morning, we had this surprise and unexpected announcement from Senator McCain. So they got the dialogue going. The Obama campaign says, hey, we knew it was coming. We control what we can control. They can do what they want to do. So they're just rolling with it.
Thanks very much, NPR's Don Gagne from Dublin, Ohio, traveling with the Obama campaign. Thanks, Don.
All right. Take care.